first thing that I mentioned in Shir yesterday was the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. I'd like to speak about it just for a few minutes and then come back to Rabbi Akiva Eiger and to answer his Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. I explained yesterday that throughout the Masechta there seems to be a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos regarding the Isser of a brother-in-law, the wife of your brother, in the case where there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Tosfos holds simply that there's such a thing in the Torah as an erev of a brother-in-law and a brother-in-law to a sister-in-law, Eisha Sachiv, but it's nidcha for the mitzvah of Yibum. The way most of us would understand, the mitzvah of Yibum is daicha, this particular issa. Rashi has a mechudishtika way of looking at it. Rashi says, no. The iser of a eishas achiv, the erva of eishas achiv, is an iser for eishas achiv sheyesh loibonim. For eishas achiv, when there's no mitzvah of Yibum. But if you have a case of eishas achiv, and there is a mitzvah of Yibum, the erev is not an erev in the first place. The Torah never asked this type of an erev. And eishas achiv, she'ein loibonim, that falls to Yibum, was never asked in the first place. It's not pshat that Yibum is daichit. Pshat is, it was never an iser in the first place. Second Seder yesterday, it was pointed out to me that it's a very confusing difference. If I don't come up with a nafkamina between the two, it's a little hard to explain. I want to explain two shitas, and so I'd like to explain possible nafkaminas between them, just to illustrate what the two shitas are. If you hold that Yibum has to be be'edim, has to be in front of witnesses. And I mentioned to you in the past that there is such a shita, it's probably lahalacha, that Yibum must be done with witnesses. You need edis l'kiyume. Without witnesses, it's not a Yibum. What's the din if this brother-in-law is ba'al yivimtai without edim? He's ba'al yivimtai and there are no witnesses. So he wasn't mekayim a mitzvah. Was he over an aveira, an iser of being ba'al eisha sachiv? Was he over? Is it iser deraisa? A person is not allowed to be ba'al his sister-in-law. She's an erva to him. Was he over an aveira of eisha sachiv or not? This should depend on the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, this woman is Eisha Sachiv, is an Isser. Yibum is Daicha the Isser. The mitzvah of Yibum is Daicha the Isser of Eisha Sachiv. Let's say he'll be Ba'al Har in a way that there's no mitzvah of Yibum. He's going to be Ba'al Har B'li Eidim. There are no witnesses there. The Isser Eisha Sachiv should still apply. He was over in Issacharis. He was Ba'al Eisha Sachiv, Shaloi B'Makim Mitzvah Yibum. So according to Tosfos, he should be over in Isser Arayis. However, according to Rashi, Rashi Shita is that there's no such thing as an Isser of a sister-in-law if she's Eisha Sachiv She'en Leibonim. If she's the wife of Achiv She'ein Leibonim, then that's not an Isser, that's not an Erva. If that's not an Erva, so he's not, even if he's Ba'al Har without doing a mitzvah, still he's not Oiver on Issacharis. He wasn't Oiver because this relative is not a relative to Torah Asad. Torah didn't Asser a brother-in-law who falls to a sister-in-law who falls to Yibum. I think this is a clear nafkamina. If you have such a case where a woman falls to a man to yibum and is miyabim her in a way that doesn't do the mitzvah, because there are no witnesses, like Taisvis, he was bayal in erva, she's always in erva to him. Does yibum is daichit, and this wasn't yibum. According to Rashi, he wasn't Iver and Avera. Because a sister-in-law, who's the wife of a brother that has no children, is not an Erva. Is that a clear enough Gamina? The mitzvah is to do a Maisabiya. Because the mitzvah of, well, if you hold that Yibum needs Eidim, if you hold the mitzvah, then the mitzvah is to do a Maisa Bia with Eidim. Just like a Kenyan, if you hold a Kenyan, it has to be a Kenyan with Eidim, it's not a Kenyan. If you hold that it's a Yibum, it has to be Yibum with Eidim. If you hold it, you need Eidim. I'm just going with such a Mahalo that Yibum needs Eidim. We'll have to see. It's a Machlokes we're going to get to. Is it clear enough, Kamina? I think it's a clear enough Kamina between the two
tzvahs. What is the line? Isn't it now that he died, so it goes away?
When the brother was alive, there was a Din Eshesach, right? You're right. Like Rashi, comes out that when he dies, the Issei Eshesach, which already existed, falls away.
All other
Arayis remain, except for marrying two sisters. It's also an exception. Someone marries a woman and she dies, come with her to the sister, her sister.
Right?
All the other ones remain. So here, Yibum would be a case where the Din Eshesach, if it's a case of Yibum, the Din Eshesach falls off. Very rational. If the first bia was shalei b'kavana, we're going to have a ribui hakra later. So shalei b'kavana left is the mitzvah. You mean enough shalei b'kavana for the bia? Maybe it'll be a nafkamina also. If you have the hegi kavana shalei latze, maybe it'll also be a nafkamina ration test.
Right.
So maybe that's takatoli in this. And the reason I'm mentioning this nafkamina is not so much a nafkamina. I want to illustrate in your mind, you should understand the difference between the two shitas. Because, like Tosfos, there's only one Issur Eish Hashach in the Torah. And Yibum is Daichid. In the case of Yibum, it's Nidcha. According to Rashi, there are two types of Eish Hashach. There's an Eish Hashach that's Asur to you, because the husband either is alive or the husband died bibanim. There's an Eish Hashach Shemes Beloi Banim, which is not the chlal included in the parasha of Arayis. Which again, is we're forced on this because Rashi consistently throughout the parak talks that way. He talks about Erves Eish Hashachiv Sheesh Loi Banim and Erves Eish Hashachiv Sheein Loi Banim. And I pointed out to you a couple of Rashis the other day. That's Rashi Shita. Now, understanding this, let's put it sort of on our back pocket. We're going to come back to it. Let's move to Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. Let's understand the possible ways to answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha, and then we'll come back to Rashi and Tosfos. Rabbi Akiva Eger is the Kasha. You need a pasuk fitzaras erva. I understand. No cash. You need a pasuk that an erva pat is a tzara. I have no problem with that. Like I said all week, the Mishnah has four chidushim. The first chidush that an erva doesn't do yibum. Second, that an erva is no chalitza. The third chidush is an erva pat is a tzara. So that's a chidush. I would think, if my brother died and left two wives, so one wife is my relative, I can't marry her. The tzara, I could marry her. So Torah says, no, a tzara, litzra, the pasuk tells you that tzara's erva, you're not allowed to do yibum to. No problem. Then the Gemara says, "Menahani mili." How do you know tzaras tzara? That's how Rashi ties the Gemara. How do you know tzaras tzara? Zok Rebbe Akiva Eger. Tzaras tzara, which again is by the Nefilah Shniya. Tzaras tzara is a case where the tzara married a different brother. That different brother died, and the Nefilah Shniya. There was a second Nefilah to this one, to this Shimon, to this brother. Frech Rebbe Akiva Eger, every case of tzaras tzara is what? The case of a tzara of a woman that is his sister-in-law from the first marriage. In the first marriage, this woman was married to Reuven together with Shimon's daughter. Shimon's daughter and the tzara married Reuven, and Reuven died. At that time, Shimon couldn't do any yibum. Why couldn't he do yibum? There's no mitzvah of yibum. It's his daughter. In an erev, there's no mitzvah of yibum. And it's the tzara. The tzara, there's no mitzvah of yibum. So when Reuven died, Shimon had zero mitzvahs of yibum. He had no mitzvah of yibum. So that's now his sister-in-law without a mitzvah. It's nothing to do with Rashi and Tosfos. Everybody holds that your sister-in-law, when there's no mitzvah of tzara, you're not allowed to marry her. That everyone agrees that tzara is a sister-in-law. If so, when this sister-in-law now falls to Yibum a second time, her new tzara, her tzara tzara, is herself a tzara of an erva. She's a tzara of the first tzara. But the first tzara is an erva. She's a sister-in-law. And the tzara of an erva, I know already from the first pasuk, is pater. Who needs a second pasuk for tzara tzara? It's Pashit. In the second marriage, a person marries a woman who was already his sister-in-law from the previous marriage. So the Gabe Shimon, it's an erva to him. So Rabbi Kivanger asked that every tzara's tzara should have a ptur because it's a tzara of a brother-in-law. Of a sister-in-law. That was the kasha that we had yesterday. We said yesterday that there's an easy teretz and a hard teretz. The easy teretz, which I saw is in the Mishnah's Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron goes with this Mahalach and Sinan Beis. Rav Aaron says that according to Rashi, on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha is the Svara of the Gemara of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi there says, Menani Mili, Rav Ashi Amar Svarahi. It's a Svara. Svara Maitam Asira, the Bakim Ervakai. Why is it Svara Asir? Because she's together with an Erva. Svara Svara Nami, the Bakim Ervakai. The Svara Svara is also married together with an Erva. So according to Rashi, Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is such a good kasha that the Gemara says it. The Gemara Taka says a tzara tzara is aser because of the reason Rabbi Kiva Eger spells out. So according to Rashi, we're finished. According to Rashi Shita, the teretz is Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is correct. Rav Ashi says it's a svara, and Rabbi Kiva Eger has no kasha. According to this, Rashi on Daf Ches is telling us in Rebbe, but that's just from Lakha, the same thing, that's really Gemara later. That's the way it comes, seems to come out. Rashi on Daf Ches and Beis is telling you what the Gemara is saying again. Now, before we finish with Rashi, on Yugimel, it says, Tzara Tzara Minalan, Rav Yehuda brought a Pasik, and Rav Ashi said a Svara. So we're saying that Rav Ashi was saying Rabbi Kiva Eger Svara. It's really still Shver like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda brings a pasuk. Why doesn't Rav Yehuda say the Svara? Rabbi Kiva Eger Svara is a good Svara. Why doesn't Rav Yehuda say it? So that taka true like Rav Ashi, the Gemara says the Svara. But what about Rav Yehuda? So again, there's an easy answer. The Ritva says that Rav Yehuda agrees with Rav Ashi's Svara. He brings a pasuk asmachta bi'alma. I wouldn't say it, but the Ritva says it. The pasuk is an asmachta bi'alma, and Rav Yehuda also agrees with Rav Ashi's Svara. So that if someone comes up to Shemayim Lachamei Ve'esrim and they're giving him a bechiva, and they ask him, why is Tzara Tzara Aser? Just tell them Rabbi Kiva Egesvara. The answer is Rabbi Kiva Egesvara is the reason that Tzara Tzara is Aser, like Rashi. That's the reason it's Aser. You don't need psukim, you don't need anything. Bottom line, Rabbi Kiva Eger is so right that it's a Gemara. Which price? A Rebbe? Mitzrar on Tzara. On Tzara, Tzara? Tzara, Tzara. I guess so. Unless you find it. Unless it's coming from Tzayfayim. But that Mustafa comes to Tzayfayim anyway. Well, so I guess you're going to say the same thing. We have no Bakla, how Rav Ashi could say different than the price. Okay, this is Rashi, and like this is good. This is not good like Tosfos. Why? Because our Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph says in the last of the middle-sized lines that Minahani Mili, when the Gemara says Minahani Mili, Lo Yatzara Sara Seim Kamar, the Behed Yedarish Lu Bebraisa Melitzra. Tosfos says you need a pasuk for Tzara Sara. Not like Rashi. Rashi learns that your Gimel Amud Aleph is going on Tzara Tzara, that it's a Svara. Tosfos says no. Tzara Tzara needs a pasuk. Rabbi Kiva Eger is Kasha. Why do you need a pasuk for Tzara Tzara? Is now Chal, it's a Kasha Shver, like Tosfos. Like Rashi, it's Taka good. But like Tosfos, the kasha is shver. And now we have to look for a second teretz Rabbi Kivega's problem, Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Like Rashi, we say it's a Gemara. The Kadol Abba, we're talking like Tosfos. So again, let's think about Rabbi Kivega's kasha, and you'll see a mahalach how to answer it, which is the mahalach in general of the Rosh Hashivas. The Rav Shmuel is Simin Beis, goes with this Mahalach. Rav Shlomo is Simin Aleph, goes with this Mahalach. And the Teretz is as follows. To make it easier for you to understand, step back a minute. I want to ask you a question. In a case of Yibum, a woman falls to Yibum. This woman is a sister-in-law. Can't get away from it. Every case of Yibum, the woman in case is a sister-in-law. And she is now going to fall to Yibum. That Isser sister-in-law is Nitcha. We're talking like Tosfos now. Rest assured we're talking like Tosfos. That Ister is Nidcha. That means the Torah is an Ister of a sister-in-law. And that's Nidcha in the case of Yibum. The question. What happens if a sister-in-law falls to Yibum? And there's some side reason why you can't do Yibum. There's some Zaitiga reason why you can't do Yibum. Is the Isser of a sister-in-law still intact? Does it still exist, the sister-in-law Isser? Or not? I'll give you an example. Just trying to come up with an example. I'll give you an example. A man, his daughter marries his brother. and the brother dies. You all know there's no mitzvah yibum. Let's say he's going to be bayil her. Now he's doing a double aveira. He's being bayil his daughter and his sister-in-law, shalai b'makam mitzvah. He's bayil her. The one who gave hasra, you're being bayil your sister-in-law. You gave him hasra, you're being bayil your sister-in-law, you're going to get misa for it. And he did it. He said, afal pikein, he was bayil. Does he get misa for being bayil a sister-in-law? Or could he come into Bezdin and say, how can you give me asra, it's a sister-in-law? If she would only be a sister-in-law, it would be a mitzvah to be bayil her. It would be yibum. It's bitai. It's bitai, you could take a punish me. But our sister-in-law, you can't punish me our sister-in-law. The din sister-in-law is nitchen in this case of yibum. What? There's no asra on bitai. Right, so he wants to get off the hook for misa. He says, if they had given me asra for bitai, I would get misa. They gave me asra for sister-in-law. You can't give asra. Hasra for sister-in-law. The isra of sister-in-law gets pushed off in such a case. Or another case. Now this case is brought, Shlomo brings it, I'm sure both bring it, Shem Reb Chaim. What happens in the case of the Rashba we spoke out the other day? A man has a woman full tem to evil. The reason he can't be miyabim her is for a tam study, a zaitiga reason. What's a zaitiga reason? Let's say he made a neder that he's never going to be have a noah. She made a neder, he made a neder, they're not going to have a noah from each other. So she falls to yibum. There's a zaitiga reason he can't do yibum. Well, the Rashba's case that this woman got to get alminos that you will not marry Shimon. This woman originally got to get alminos, you don't marry Shimon. She married Reuven. Now she falls to Shimon. Why can't he do yibum? Because the original get was given out tonight. He doesn't marry. He's not going to marry. If he marries her, then the first get will fall off, and our problems with Eishes Ish, there'll be all kinds of problems. So here you have two cases where it's a case of yibum, and there's a tam study, a zaitiga reason why you can't do yibum. What would be in this case if he would be miyabim her, and they would give him asra, you're being bayo your sister-in-law, shalai b'makam mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it, and you're being bayo sister-in-law, is there an iser eishasach? Is there would he get misa for being bayo her? Is there a din eishasach? Yeah, the Tanai case, it's going to end up that she's Eishes Ish and she's Eishes Achiv, so you really can't have the case. For Zaytik reason. Okay. It's funny, because Chaim Taka brings the riot from that case, it's the Dama to that case, but okay. But in such a case, where there's a Tant Dadi, why you can't do evil, there's Zaytik a reason why you can't do evil. And the man is by her anyway, the Isser. The Rashba said that it does not pat the tzara. Why? Because that's not called. The Rashba's lashon was that's not called ain't a roi liba. If there is an issa eishasach, then how is it tolly eishasach? Again, what did the Rashba say? Rashba said that when do we say in al chalitza when it's a yivam stikadin, and then you patur tzara. When it's a zaitikadin, then you don't patur tzara. So you're saying it's a raya that what? Because there's no isereshasach. Is it tolin zemizan? It's fine. If you're right, it's fine. That's what Rav Chaim says.
He's fine. He's like, I've heard this.
Okay. Reb Chaim says this. He says that in that nefila to Yibum, there is no Isser Eishes Akach. This Eishes Akach not get knocked off by Yibum. Yibum knocks off the Isser Eishes Akach. There is no Isser Eishes Akach. And there are other reasons you can't do Yibum. There are other reasons. But the Isser Eishes Akach falls off. If it's the case of Yibum, the Isser Eishes Akach goes away. I'm trying to come up with a good example just to illustrate it. You know, if someone the examples have technical problems. It's very hard to come up with an example. Let's say it would have nothing to do with Yavamis. Let's say you would have a piece of trefa meat from a behemoth tamaya, and someone would salt the piece of trefa meat, get all the dam out. And now he'd eat the treifa meat. So everybody would understand. The Issa Dam came out. He was over on the Issa of eating a basa chazir. But if someone's going to say salting a piece of chazir doesn't make sense, well, can't really say that. If you salt chazir, the Issa Dam comes out. The Issa Chazir remains. He's over on one of Eir and not on two. It's a cool example. But Reb Chaim is saying that when there's an Issa Eishes Ach plus another Issa, Yibum is like salting the meat. Yibum takes away the Issa Eishes Ach. Aye, there are other Isurim? Yeah, there are other Isurim. There are other Isurim. What does that do with Eishes Ach? Yibum takes off Eishes Ach. And in Mela, everything else remains. Reb Chaim is... Where Reb Chaim said it, I don't know. The Reb Chaim is a Piyah Shmua. Reb Shlomo, Reb Shmuel are bringing this Reb Chaim even by an Erevo. If Reb Chaim himself said it by an Erevo, they're just extending it, I'm not sure. But they say the following. If you understand what I said till now, I don't think it's so complicated. I mean, it's a Chiddush, it's not so complicated. When this woman has an Isser on her, whether the Isser is because she made a Nedi, won't have a Noah, or whatever the Isser may be, but she also falls to Yibum, even though you can't be Miyabimar. But the Isser Eishes Ach came off. Yibum takes off the Isser of a sister-in-law. Like when you salt a piece of meat, it takes off the Isser down. Aye, there are other Isser, they attack other Isser. Now, coming back to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the question now is, a tzara of an Erevah, is she also a sister-in-law? A tzara of an erva. My daughter married my brother. My daughter married my brother. And my brother died. And I don't have any brothers. I'll tift up Palestine. I'm supposed to give examples about yourself, but I don't have any brothers, so I'll give you examples, okay? My brother married my daughter and someone else, and my brother died. So who fell to Yibum? My daughter and her tzara fell to me to Yibum. I can't do anything. My daughter is an Erva, there's no Yibum. The second wife is a Tzara's Erva. I'm not doing Yibum. So I'm a firm person, I'm not doing Yibum. Question. Is this Tzara's Erva also to me because she's my sister-in-law? Is she also to me because she's my sister-in-law? According to Reb Chaim, she's not. Our sister-in-law, I could be Miyabava. She's a Tzara's Erva, so I can't be Miyabava. She's like a woman who has two Isurim on her. One sister-in-law, which Yibum pulls away. And one, that she's a Tzara's Erva. Now I can't be miyabim because she's a tzara sarva litzor. I can't be miyabim. But does she remain my sister-in-law, the erva of a sister-in-law? No, she's not my sister-in-law. Yibum took off the isra of a sister-in-law. You follow this stretch? It's a stretch, but if you think about it, it's not such a vilde svara. It's really not such a wild thing. If it's a case of yibum, then the sister-in-law doesn't have an isra of a sister-in-law. There are other isurim. Okay, there are other isurim. She's a tzara sarva. She's aser. Litzra is the reason she's aser. She's aser because of the pasuk that aser is marrying a sister-in-law. No, she's aser as the pasuk of tzara sarva. What? The sister-in-law is also an erva, but the sister-in-law is an erva which, if it was by itself, is mutter. If she marries Levi, because of Levi's wife, because of Reuven's wife. Okay, what you're saying is good. I'll come to it in a second. Okay, you may be right. But first, you understand where we're going with this? We're saying now a very simple, but a svara that makes sense, and that is that the tzara of an erva is asa to me, al tzara sarva, not al sister-in-law. If that's true, Rabbi Kiva'ega's kasha falls away. So Rabbi Kiva'ega's kasha was that when this tzara gets married again, and she has a tzara sara, now the tzara sara is a tzara of my sister-in-law, so she's a tzara sarva. That was Rabbi Kiva'ega's whole kasha. The whole kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger is built on the fact that a tzara is a sister-in-law, is an isser of sister-in-law. What we're saying to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, and all of the terutzim, some of them are a little different than this, but they all come to do the same thing, to say that the tzara is not a sister-in-law. My tzara is not a sister-in-law. The isser sister-in-law falls away. The erev of sister-in-law fell away because of Yibam. Like the piece of basachaza that I salted, the Issa Dam fell away. The same thing. This tzaras erev of the Issa sister-in-law fell away. It's gone. Poof. There are other Issurim. I can't marry her. But it's not because she's an erev of a sister-in-law. What? Before the pasuk. Now, I need a pasuk to tell me why. I can't marry her. She marries Levi. Levi dies. I can't marry her. She has a tzara sarva to me from the first brother. What about her tzara? What about her tzara now? I would think I can marry her tzara. Why not? Levi's other wife. Why can't I marry other Levi's other wife? So for that, the Gemara says, Manani Mili. Or Tysus says, how do you know it? Tysus says, you need the pasuk of Litzra. You need the pasuk of Litzra to tell you tzara sarva is us. So the main Rabbi Kiva'ega's kasha falls away because of this yisaid, which they're calling Reb Chaim's yisaid. Reb Chaim didn't say it to answer Rabbi Kiva'ega's kasha. They're using this idea to answer Rabbi Kiva'ega's kasha that your sister-in-law, Tzaras Erva, is not an Issa sister-in-law. The Issa sister-in-law fell off Al Tiyibu. She is an isser of tzaras erva, and now she's not. And now, when she gets married again, she has her own tzara. I would think her own tzara is mutter. It's not a tzaras erva. So now I need another pasuk litzra to tell you what tzaras erva is. Tzara is also us. That's why you need a pasuk. What? Bar Tzara Sarva, there's no Issa Eshes Sach according to this. What? The question is, once the Pasuk Litzra comes, what is it Megalatas? You're saying it's Megalatas that she is an Erva of Eshes Sach. I think that's so glad. I mean, it's so smooth. But Shlomo does say something along the lines of what you say, but this part of it I don't see. Why should I say Litzra makes her an Eshesah? I say Litzra makes her a Tzara as Tzara, which is also awesome. What does he say?
That's
Lashon of Ravashi afterwards. Okay, it could be. As I tell you, I think Rav Shlomo says what you're saying. You explain to me why. Right. That after the pasuk comes, then a tzaras ever will become a sister-in-law. Which is fine. It's fine. I'll answer what David was asking before. I don't want to confuse everyone. The Ikki Yisayid you have clear? Yisayid is a one sentence Yisayid. In any case of Yibum is no Isser sister-in-law. It's Nitcha. The Torah says Yibum is Daicha sister-in-law and is Daichit. If you have other reasons why you can't be Mi'abim, so those other reasons are the Yisurim. The sister-in-law falls off. This is the second Mahalach. So we have now two Mahalachim in how to answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha. According to Rashi, we said Rabbi Kivega's right. It's the Gemara. According to Taisvis, we're saying Rabbi Kivega's wrong. Rabbi Kivega says that once Tzaras Erva is Aser, the Tzara becomes a sister-in-law and Erva herself. That's incorrect. Yibum knocks it off. And Mimela, I need a pasuk for Tzaras Tzara. Yeah. Once you understand these two Mahalchim, like Rashi, Rabbi Kivega is right, it's a Gemara. Like Taisus, Rabbi Kivega's Kasha is wrong because of this Yisayid that the Issa falls off. Let's go back to the Machlekes Rashi at Taisus we started with. Everything I told you about Taisus is true by Taisus. According to Taisus, any time you do Yibum, the Isser of sister-in-law comes off. Yibum is Daicha, the Isser of sister-in-law. Rashi couldn't say like Taisus. Why couldn't Rashi say like Taisus? Why didn't Rashi agree with Taisus? Because Rashi holds that Yibum is not Daicha in Isser of sister-in-law. Rashi holds that a sister-in-law, the Makkah Mitzvah, was never asked by the Torah. It's not included. Eishes Achim. The Makkah Mitzvah, is the Torah never asked. There two different Isurim of Eishes Achim. There's one sister-in-law in the place of a Mitzvah of Yibum, and one sister-in-law not in the place of a Mitzvah of Yibum. A sister-in-law with the Mitzvah of Yibum, the Torah never asked. That's what Rashi held. According to Rashi, a tzaras erva is a sister-in-law. It's a sister-in-law shalai b'makim mitzvah zibum. Any sister-in-law shalai b'makim mitzvah zibum is also out the sister-in-law. There's no yibum is daicha alav. No such thing. Like Rashi, like Taisvis, yibum pushes away this avera. So everything I told you, the whole teretz made sense. Like Rashi, Taisus Teres doesn't make sense. Because like Rashi, Yibum doesn't push away any Isurim. Rashi Shita was that there is no Isur Eishesach in the first place. Any time that there's a mitzvah of Yibum, that's Eishesach in the Makkah Mitzvah. Eishesach in Shem Labanim, the Makkah Mitzvah. And there is no Isur in the first place. So like Rashi, this whole shtick along this that we said in this terrace of Rukia Kasha doesn't follow. And Rashi Taka learns Yena Gemara that it was saying like Rabbi Kivega's Svar. Taisvis holds that Yibum is Daicha the Isser of Eshesach. And in Meila, this whole terrace follows. Yeah. But it's Hutcha. It's pushed away. But Tzaras Erava Mechitesi, this Eishesach remains pushed away. There are other Yisurim which come up.
Why?
So pshat is that this iser kshala atzmai is pushed away. This iser by itself is pushed away. When there are other isurim. Because he didn't do the ma'isa mitzvah of Yibam. When he does a ma'isa, it's not a ma'isa Yibam because there are other isurim that prevent it. But those other isurim don't take away from the fact that it's a tzior of him, it's a Yibam. I hear what you're saying. It's not mukhrach. It's glad what you're saying, but it's not Tosfos holds that it's not that way. It's not a double mukhrach. Okay, now there are a lot of loose ends here. The question that was asked before, what would be the din if a regular case of Yibum, Reuven dies, he has two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So Shimon is the Abbot. Does Levi have an Isser Eishes Ach from the first, from Reuven? We say that now Levi has two Isurim Eshesach, one from Reuven, one from Shimon. That what we're saying now is that's not true. That the Issa Eshesach from Reuven disappears, and is all now Shimon was Miyabim, there's an Issa Eshesach from Shimon. We only learned that Bezom and Aleph in Yevamis, so we didn't learn that Bezom and Aleph, so it's easy to sit here and say it. We don't know if there's a Gemara, if I care later yet. We can assess them. But there is a Gemara. What happens if a regular case of Yibum, Reuven dies, and his wife falls to Yibum to Shimon and Levi. Shimon does Chalitza. Now, after Shimon does Chalitza, is this woman also to him of the Eshesach? What do you say of Isvara? Regular case of Yibum, right? Reuven's wife falls to Shimon a lady. Shimon does Chalitza. Now, if Shimon is Bayal her now, and someone gives us Ra, it's an Eshesach, it's an Issacharis. Is it Aser? So according to what we're saying, what should be Moisir. So Baruch Hashem, the Gemara says that. The Gemara in Yoramid Bey says that if a person gives Chalitza to a woman, and then he's Bayil, the Gemara says, Acholitz Yevimtai because of the Kitcha, Omer Esh Lakish, who ain't a chayiv ala chalutza karas. Issa falls off. Second question. Same case. Normal case, Reuven dies, Shimon does chalitza. What about Levi? If Levi is by Elhar, is there an Issa karas? Levi didn't do chalitza. Shimon did Chalitza, Levi doesn't, only one brother does Chalitza. Is there an Issa Karis if Levi is by Aruva, this woman now? It's a sister-in-law. So that the Gemara on Yoramid Beis brings a Machlaikis, Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yechanan. We always pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Bein hu, bein ha'achim, einai chayavim, loy ala Chalutza Karis, v'loy ala Tzara Karis. There's no karis. Not if you buy all the chalutza, not if you buy all the tzara. At least it stems very good to what we're saying today. What we're saying now is that the iser, the mitzvah's yibum pushed away the sister in law iser. And is it iser chalutza? The person not allowed to marry is chalutza asai. He's not allowed to marry is the person he gave chalutza to. Well, now I marry Kukasa, you know, I marry someone who fell to you to Yibam. But the Issa sister-in-law falls away. So far so good. We're coming away today saying Rashi doesn't hold of this, but we're coming away like Taisvis, and Osri Shainim, go with Taisvis. We're coming away with the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Yibum takes away an Isser of a sister-in-law. This sister-in-law falls off. Even without a mice Yibum. The Nefila Le'Yibum. Nefila Le'Yibum takes away the sister-in-law Isser. And the Isser disappears. Other Isserim could apply. That Isser disappears. Now, we still have a question, which we're not going to get into, which Shamshi brought up. If the pasuk of Tzara Sara Asura, what happens now? Now, this is all Pietro Hidegas Kasha. Once the pasuk tells you Tzara Sara is Asur, what does the Torah say? Is it just Xeris HaKasu? Tzara Sara is Asur? Or is the Torah now telling us Tzara Sara, that a Tzara Serva should have a din of a sister-in-law? Okay, we can leave that hanging. Leave it hanging. There's a Mishnah Melech that clears the Shaila. Mishnah Melech is not going to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He clears Lamaisa. According to the Maskana, what happens to the sister-in-law Isser? So they bring down a Mishnah Melech and a Shara Melech and Avi Meluim, Simukofayin Dalit, that clears the Shaila. I'm sure we'll get back to it. But it's confusing enough just to deal with Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself. So I think we should swallow it one piece at a time. And to understand this mahalach in answering Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now we're not finished, not by a long shot with Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because there's more that follows from what we discussed today. Now if you're not going to do a proper chazara on this, I might as well just keep on going and confuse it. I'm assuming that before we go weiter, you'll understand this aside. Look in the Reb Shmuel, it's very clear in the Reb Shmuel. It's a little stretched out the way it's written, but it's clear in the Reb Shmuel. It's pretty clear in the Reb Shlomo also. In the Chidusha Reb Shlomo, they have now a Shiure Reb Shlomo. I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about Chidusha Reb Shlomo, the old Reb Shlomo. And both of them spell out what I told you, they say more. But I want you, you have to discuss this, you have to understand it, it's all connected, Yevamos is all connected. And you have to appreciate the Yisayid. The Yisayid is going to come up again. I'm going to discuss it again, and we're going to come back to it. We're going to build on it. But at least that Nakuda, that Yisayid, you have to understand. Now, as a result of our discussion today, we're going to come away with a new name for a new Issur. And that is that there's an Isser named Saras Erva. You should know that Saras Erva is a new Isser in the Torah. It's not a sister-in-law Shalai B'Makam Mitzvah. It's not a variation of sister-in-law. Saras Erva is a new Isser. And Litzror tells you that she even Patis Hatzara. But we have now an Isser you wouldn't know from Chumash. If you just know Chumash, you would know mother-in-law and brother-in-law and sister-in-law. You know all these Isurim. You wouldn't know Tzara Sarva. There's one more Isser. Tzara Sarva, we learn it from the Tzara. And there's a new Isser. It's a new Shem Isser. It's a new category of Isser. It passes the Tzara, and it's something we're going to deal with. But that's what's a Pael Yaitza, what comes out from the side of Reb Chaim. And the entire discussion we had today is that there's a new Issa called Tzara Sarva and a Patis Tzara. They're also Patis Tzara. It's in effect, the Mishnah is 15, this is 16. Tzara Sarva, also Patis Tzara. And it's included in the Mishnah. Patis Tzara same, Tzara same, it's Sefer. That's what comes out. Okay, for now, I'm going to leave it at this. Let's talk about the Taisus in here on the Yamid. Taisus Bitai goes on the Gemara and Tesamid Beis, and therefore we're going to leave Taisus Bitai, believe that we'll get back to it when we get to Tesamid Beis. The entire Taisus goes on that Gemara, and Taisus brings it because of the Shachas to Rashi, but we're going to leave it for when we get to Tes Amid Beis. You know, if you're learning in a shir that you're never going to get to Tes Amid Beis, you have to deal with it now. But we're going to get to Tes Amid Beis. We'll get to your Tes Amid Beis also, I hope. So we're going to leave this Taisis and we'll get to it. Next Taisis, Eishes Sachar Ne'imai. I assume that you've already spent time. It looks like a very big Taisis. Not such a big Taisis, because Taisis deals with a kasha that Taisis has to spell out. It takes a while for Taisis to deal with all the issues in the kasha. The aside of the Taisis is the Machlaikis Rashi, the Taisis that Taisis brings regarding the Issacharis. We just speak out the Machlaikis. It's Hashem. You go over to Taisis, you'll see. We'll speak a little about it tomorrow. But I do want to get to Taisis Achais Ishtai tomorrow and Issanida, because the Taisis that deals with Issanida is a Taisis we'll have to spend a couple of days on. We'll have to spend time on. The bottom Taisis is the Taisis we're going to spend quite a bit of time on. The Taisis Eishes Achim Ne'imai has a Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisvis in the Taich of the Issacharis and the Taira. You all know there's a din of Misabidei Shamayim and the Issacharis. There are Einshim and Bezdin, Malkis, Misabidei Adam. But you all know that there are two Averis, some that have an Issar Misabidei Shamayim, and one that have some that have an Issacharis. How do you know? It says the Farish and the Mazar and Yom Kippur, Achatoyim, Shechatoyim Lefanecha, right, that are Issacharis and that are Issar, Achatoyim Sheesh Behem Issacharis, Achatoyim Sheesh Misabidei Shamayim. They're two different things. They can't be the same thing. What's the difference between an Issacharis and Issa Misabidei Shamayim? Charis also sounds like Misabidei Shamayim. There seem to be three basic mahalchim in the difference between the Issacharis and the Issar of Misabidei Shamayim. The Rashi Shita is the way Taisis brings Rashi. You should look at the Aruch Haner explains Rashi. The way Taisis brings Rashi, Rashi holds that Misabidei Shamayim is that a person dies. And Karis is an Isser, is an Einish Ariri, an Einish that a person, Le'aleinu, loses his children. And they're two different things. One is an Isser Karis that his descendants are cut away, and one is an Isser that he dies. Tosfos says, no, there are two types of Karis. Sometimes the Torah says Ariri. That means he loses children. And sometimes the Torah just says Karis. And when it says Stam Karis, it's not Arim. So what's the difference between Misa Bidei Shamayim and the Issa Karis? So Taisus says that it depends, the difference is the age. Karis is an Einish to die a Ben Chamishim. And Misa Bidei Shamayim is to die in a sixth by a 60th year. Different ages, that's the Einish. You'll tell me we don't have an epidemic of people dying in the 60th year, so it's like everything else. A person can have mitzvahs that are taila. Russia gets scarf for his mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh. But it means that the taich of the Einish of Karis is age 50, and the taich of Misa is age 60. The third Shita, the Ramban in Chumash, Pasha Sachari Mais. The Ramban says that Karis is an Einish HaNeshama. That Neshama Nichras. That in the Olam HaNeshamis, his Neshama is cut away from Klal Yisrael. That's the Einish of Karis. It's not an Olam HaZedek Einish. Or might be also Ariri. Stami's might is a concept of Ariri. But it's that Neshama Nichras, that his Neshama is cut away. The Ramban says that if someone has chusin, so his neshama is not cut away, then he gets the einish of dying a ben chamishim. Then he gets his einish in this world instead of the inner world. But if he's a rasha, So he doesn't have schusim to be taila. He gets the ikar din of karis, which is that nishmasay nichras. These are the three shitas in the taich of karis. Obviously, this is not a yavamistik asugya, but still, the ma'isa, the idea is here in this taisis. So make sure you understand the idea. The Aruch HaNer, as I said, explains Rashi Shita. We'll spend a little bit of time on it tomorrow, but then we're going to get to the Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis on this.